Hi, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Life Autistic, and I'm really upset. I had a wonderful podcast going. 621 was already almost done, and then I happened to look down. The thing was flashing, which means that I had mute on, and it was for the whole thing, and it was great, and a tribute to my wife. And I want to do that again, but I always know the second time we're out, it never goes well. You know, it's just a little too contrived, and it's a little too thin. It's not as natural. And I kind of like the natural stuff myself. So I'm going to try to redo it without being too, oh, this is what I talked about, I need to make sure and talk about that again type stuff. This all kind of comes from that whole child-centeredness thing about the whole preeminence of the couple, of the mother and the father in any given family, and how they need to be most concerned with the needs of each other rather than so much for the needs of their kids. That their kids need to have their needs taken care of, but we don't need to be, and as a culture we get so much into this, smothering of our children, you know, and trying to keep them children and trying to make their childhood so blissful that child wants to stay in childhood forever. We don't want to do that. We don't want to encourage that kind of stuff, I don't think, as a culture. Let me talk about relationships and marriage. Now, I know I've talked about this probably before, but I don't expect everybody to go back and listen to every single episode that there has ever been on this subject, because there's quite a few now. I'm getting up close to 100 just of the Life Autistic, and that doesn't even count the several hundred of quasi-empathetical Zenilith. When you hear me say this is episode 621, that also takes into account older recordings that I've done since like 2003, before I really decided to do a podcast. Let me give you the phone number to contact if you want me to speak to your group, and then hopefully give you some reasons why you want me to speak to the group, because you really want to hear this from a person like me. The phone number is 1-575-461-2716. Hope I didn't say that too fast. Or if you prefer email for the first contact before you have me come and speak to you. Or if you just want to make a comment in general about the podcast, feel free at autism@quix.us. I'm driving through some really beautiful country. I am just coming out of Tres Ritas, going into probably going up to Sipapu, and then down into Taos. And this is up in the mountains. It's beautiful. It's marvelous. It's been a good year for snow. Not an excellent year, but better than some in the past. So there's water flowing. You know, the rivers are flowing, the streams look good, and it looks like it's going to be a nice year for backpacking, which I just get a thrill out of doing. I know some people say it's just nuts because it's a lot of work, but, you know, I like the physical exertion of it. And I would love to live here, and the present job I have, being the computer specialist for New Mexico State University, I could actually do it. I could actually have my office in Mora and be able to make all this stuff work. You know, it would work really well. But there's one very, very important thing, and I don't want to denigrate it at all, because if you've ever been around my wife and I, you hear me often say things like, I live to serve her. And, you know, along with the regular things of, I love her and, you know, things like that. And that's not contrived. I don't just say that because it sounds good. I also back it up with attitude and with actions. And, or I try to. You can always ask my wife how she feels about it and how she feels whether you think it's authentic or not. And she should be able to give you some kind of an answer that's probably less biased than mine is. Let's be honest. So, I am... So when it comes to housing, for me at least, Lisa's opinions about it become the most important. What makes her feel like she's at home is important. That's a real simple lie. It isn't a power struggle. It isn't anything like that. It's a simple reason that I travel. And I'm not home. Even when I was working, you know, I'm working out of the home. Therefore, my thoughts on where we should live and things like that aren't as important as hers is. Now, I might pick the location where we live based on where I can find a good job that pays for our money. That may make me preeminent in the area in which we live. But when it gets down to the actual house, where it is, its surroundings, things like that, those things I put into, that I put into Lisa's hands, please. Lisa gets to. See, I need to get away from it. Lisa makes those decisions. And I don't get in her way for lots of reasons. The number one reason is because it's her home. She has to be there day after day after day. That's her workplace. You know, she's a homemaker. Therefore, the home ends up being her job. She has a lot of other concerns, too, that we both share. You know, do we like the schools? Do we care if we even like the schools? Where we are, you know, the neighborhood. I'm a guy that likes some distance from human beings because I don't know why. I either have neighbors that won't leave me alone who want to be all neighborly all over me and it makes me nuts, or I have neighbors who the very reason or the very breath I breathe offends them. You know, almost as if they wish I were dead so that they could have my house and burn it down or something like that. I always seem to have people that are kind of like that. And it's never been a really pleasant neighborhood thing. I think I had one pleasant neighbor, but I was only in that house for about 4 months before circumstances changed and we moved and it was over, you know. Really somebody that we felt like that would be a wonderful person to be a neighbor with. I think I've only really had one. And it was sad because we left that circumstance almost as soon as we got into it. So I'm hoping that with you guys wanting me to come speak, that we can do that. That you'll have me come. You know, call me on the phone at the phone number. Write me an email. Say you want me to come. Come up with the money and I'll come. Because these things do. They really do touch close to the heart. I find that I spend more time speaking to groups of women than I do to anybody else. I think, I don't know if it's the home economist in me or something else, or if women just have more get-togethers and they have more money to spend bringing in speakers. I don't know. But just, you know, really wanting, you know, what am I trying to say? Being respectful of the other person, that's almost one of the first things I would say if I were a marriage counselor, and I'm not, is to say always suppose that the other person in your relationship, in my case, my wife, always anticipate that your wife is working much harder than you are. I think that's true in my case. But I think it's always useful, even if it may not be true, and I'm not asking you to analyze it. Don't sit down and try to crunch numbers to see if this is true. Just accept it as a fact. whether it's true or not, that that in my case, my wife works harder than I do. It doesn't matter if it's true. Just having that kind of attitude makes everything better. A lot of animosity in marriages are a result of feeling like things aren't balanced. And honestly, things can never really get balanced. And trying to make them balanced causes a lot of problems too. You know, because then it starts being this fairness thing, and you guys know how I am about fairness. I think fairness is garbage. I think one should never try to be fair. One should always try to be kind and nice and conciliatory to other people. And that's going to bring more joy and happiness to everybody, both the giver and the receiver. Anyway, so always think that your wife, your husband, is working harder, has a tougher job, has a tougher life than you do, because you'll be kinder to them. I come home at night and I try to help my wife out. And you know, women applaud when I say this. It's like, you know, it's really not that big of a deal to me, but apparently it is to them. It is to her. You know, when I come home and I see her and there's a stack of dishes up there and it's just, you know, and the work has stacked up. And it's like, well, okay, we need to, you know, I try to pitch in. You know, I'll wash some dishes. I don't think my wife has touched the vacuum cleaner in our house for quite some time, probably for many years. Or if she has touched it, it's rare. Because that's my job. That's what I do. I take care of vacuuming. I try to do a good job. I don't want to do a job that she goes, oh, gee, I wish Jay wouldn't bother doing that. I'm going to get out of these people. There's people lined up behind me. I don't like it. So that she can be, you know, I really want my wife to be happy. And that's part of it. Her job is hard. I help her with her job. Now, you know, people would say, well, what's fair about that? Does she help you with your job? And you go, well, a lot of my job is being a father for the kids, and Lisa has to take on lots of that role when I'm traveling. She has to be the sole parent handling stuff. So, yeah, does she take on my job? Yes. Now, she doesn't go out and make that living like I do. If you're wanting to be a bean counter about it, no, she doesn't do that. In fact, she has made it quite clear over the years that she wants nothing to do with what I do. She doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to help me with that. And that's and you know, that used to bother me, and now it's like, okay, because I've decided that, and you almost have to decide this in your mind, that she's working hard and that she doesn't need to get into all this garbage, you know, of trying to get equity with you. Most of the time, the other person is working harder than you are anyway. So when she comes home, she goes, Jay, I'm just so tired. Let's just sit down and let's just veg. And she does have most days lately. And I don't think it's, you know, and I'm not going to give her any grief for it. Say, boy, you're getting lazy. You know, that doesn't help. Because those feelings in her are authentic. You know, oh, I'm tired. You know, and you go, but, you know, and it would be easy to say, but you're not doing as much work as you used to. You don't deserve to be tired. And it's like, no, that's not true. She's going through that time when she's going through menopause. Now, I don't pretend to be a sensitive person particularly. Most of my sensitivity goes to I don't understand. And therefore, if you tell me this is your problem, I'm likely to just accept that as the truth. I'm not going to sit there and analyze and try to figure out ways that you're mistaken. I'm not going to do that. You know, I don't begin to understand women. Women are much more complicated than men are, as far as I'm aware. At least from my perspective, I think I've got a pretty good handle on men. We're mostly brain, muscle, and and testosterone. That's pretty much the three things that make up men, you know. And women are much more difficult chemically. Complicated. Much more complicated in every way. They have more body parts than we do, so they're more susceptible to things. Breakdownable, for a term that's not really doesn't really answer it. You know, it's all those kinds of things. And I don't have a real thing to say. You know, to say, well, yeah, I understand. I don't understand women at all. I'm willing to give them absolute benefit of the doubt. And I have plenty of doubt. I have no earthly clue. You know, is she really feeling this pain, or is she just milking it? And you go, you know what? Just say she's feeling the pain. If she needs more rest, accept it as a biological fact that she needs more rest. And there's nothing you can do about it. And if you want to say something snide to try to get back at her, and she scratches your eyeballs out, it's your fault. You should have kept your mouth shut. That's what I say. You know? It has to do with that whole thing of the other person in your life expect that they're working harder than you are. Put them before yourself. I know that's hard for Lisa sometimes, because I've gotten so attuned to doing that I almost don't have any... I often don't express any preferences. You know, she goes, here, let's go out and eat and take some time away from the kids. And it's like, oh, okay. And she goes, well, where do you want to eat? And I go, I don't care, you decide. And she goes, no, I want us to go somewhere where you want to go to eat. And it's like, oh, guy, because I really don't care. You know, for her, being a woman, all these decisions are fraught with feelings and how one is supposed to, so she transfers that on me, I guess, and I'm supposed to have all these things. Oh, you know what I feel like? I feel like Chinese type stuff, you know, and I don't have any feelings that way. Food goes down the gullet and gets processed, and I can go and do whatever it is I do longer now that I've had some food. So it really has nothing. I really don't have any greater need for that, although Lisa's a wonderful cook, and I have gotten a preference for food that tastes good, just because I've been exposed to it. And I go, ooh, this is better than the swill I ate when I was single and I was cooking for myself. You know? I'm grateful. That's another important thing in the relationship. You got to show gratitude. You got to be grateful for what you have. Don't bring up the stuff that really ticks you off, particularly, unless you just can't stand it anymore. And then you better the heck be nice about it. And you better say, you know what, this is me. This is my problem. I know I've got to work it out, but here it is. Because if you cultivate a good relationship, she's going to try to help you. Especially because in good circumstances, you're number one in her life. Her happiness, her joy depends upon your happiness and joy. And it should be the same way the other way, too. If she's happy, you're happy. If she's not, you're not. That's just the way it is. That's what happens when you put somebody else before yourself. And you can only really do that for some people. And you've got to be careful. You know, my greatest happiness in being married to Lisa is that she doesn't take advantage of me. Because I do. You know, my tendency is that if she says, Jay, I really want this, I'm going to go out and try and get it for her. And it's going to become a major preoccupation for me, try to make that happen. When she comes and she tells me that we're not making enough money and we can't make it, I all of a sudden go into high gear. It's time to get another job. It's time to do something else. You know? Sometimes I do it for my own reasons. Of course, we talk about it, and she goes, "Jay, I really don't want you to change jobs," and I don't tend to, because her feelings are more important than mine, to my perspective. It's her job to take care of my needs, whatever those needs tend to be. Guys don't tend to have a lot of needs, not to the degree that women do, and that's not to say bad things about women. That's just the nature of women. There's just more to them. There's more about them. There's more that needs to be handled in every way when it comes to the differences between men and women. It's just there. Just a reality. So, you know, you gotta be nice. I just remember we were watching Bill Cosby himself. It's from the 80s, and it's mostly Bill Cosby telling funny stories about his family and about his wife. And, you know, wives can be fearful things when they're trying to take care of what they want to do, when they're tired, when they want something to get handled and they don't want to have to do it themselves. They can get pretty rare about it. And, you know... And you could get weird too right back at them, rah, 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 but that doesn't help. You know, you have to understand, she's got a lot of things on her plate. And not just circumstances around her, but feelings inside. Hormones. The whole thing. The whole package. And it's got to be hard. Just looking at it. And then trying to be somebody that's supposed to nurture kids. You want to give them predominantly what they want. You know, I do. And it's made it so it works better all around. You know, and that gratitude that I have, the biggest gratitude that I have is that she doesn't demand too much. And I'm grateful. Because she really could take advantage of the situation. I know many women that just from looking at them would chew me to bits and make my life miserable, screaming and yelling at me that I'm not making enough money and that I need to get off my duff and work harder, and she would drive me like an animal. And I'm grateful that I am married to the woman I'm married to. I'm grateful that God, and if you want to hear the story sometime, I'll certainly give it to you. The story of how God got us together. And I like the story. I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but I do. It's real touching. It touches me. And, maybe I'll relate it. I think I already have once before, but I'll do it again. For people who don't want to have to sift through hundreds of recordings to try and see when the last time I did this is, because often my title doesn't really relate to what I ultimately say. This is Jay Nemro. If you want me to speak to you, if you women want to have a man come and try to be understanding towards your needs, I hear I do a pretty good job. Because I get a lot of requests from women's groups, and there's plenty of them, and they seem to have enough money to be able to bring in speakers once in a while to just talk about how amazing I think women are and how much I honor them. I mean, I became a home economist just because I thought that the things that women did, the work that traditionally got put before them, by society, is the most important work of all. And if we fail at that, if women are overwrought trying to keep up with society's perceptions of what they need to be doing, and men don't step in to take up the slack that just happens because of that, and women are angry and upset because they have been left alone, I find that the most interesting part is that you know, women go out and they work all day at the same kinds of jobs that men do, at least here in the United States. And all of a sudden, when they come home, they're expected to be the happy homemaker. You know, while, and the traditional view is the man just plunks down in his easy chair, grabs the remote, flips it on, and we're in the middle of some game, some sport, or something like that. He gets to take a well-deserved rest from his hard labors. But what does that wife do? She's still doing the things she normally would have done if she hadn't been working. But work is just kind of added on top of it. That's just wrong. You know, people say, well, Jay, you're saying that women shouldn't go out and work. And I go, good golly, don't they have enough work as it is without adding more to it? Why should we be requiring them to step up to the plate when the guys should be stepping up to the plate? We have so many irresponsible men who don't do what it takes to make a good living, and they could, but they choose not to. And women, I'm sorry to say, women kind of coddle it. It's just like taking on another child, except this one contributes a little bit. And it's like, guy, why are you doing this? Don't do this anymore. That's his job. You've got too much on your plate to begin with. Adding this in means that other things that are much more important than just making a living get ignored and have to get pushed aside, and everybody suffers for it, especially the kiddies. So let's not get too weird about the kiddies. The kids need to sacrifice more than they currently do in our culture. Let's not get weird about them and get all child-centric. That's bad. It really is. Anyway, this is episode number 621, the re-recording of it. Upsettingly, I think the first one was probably better, but we're just going to have to live with the second one. If you want me to come and speak to your group, a women's group, I'm glad to come speak to. Or one that has predominantly women in it. Because, yeah, am I going to say these things? Certainly. I want women to know how much I respect and honor them. And all that they do and the hard work they go to. And that if men aren't showing them the right respect, the proper respect for all that they go through, well, then those men need to shape up. And I'll be glad to say so. Slap them around a bit and say, you guys are jerks. Lazy bum jerks. Ah, there you go. And if you want me to say that, you can bring your husband when I come speak, and I'll lay into him if you want me to. Because, I'm sorry, it's getting more and more true as the years pass. Hopefully not all of them, but more of them are. This is Jay Nemro. This is episode number 621. Call me if you want me to come speak. 1-575-461-2716. That's the phone number to call. And that's the preferred way of at least getting the ball rolling on getting me to come and speak to your group. If it's within 200 miles of Tucumcari, New Mexico, give me a little bit of money. Well, actually, you're going to need to give me a lot more money with gas prices right now. And I'm going to ask you to snack on the way for Pete's sake. Come on. For I need about $100 just for travel money, getting there and back and food to keep me alive. If it's otherwise, you're going to have to pay for a plane ticket to get me somewhere. Or we'll have to come to some kind of an arrangement if you simply can't afford that. And that's okay. I can drive, but you have to take into account that I'm going to have to stay overnight and rest to get to where you are. And I'll have to be compensated for that. Not just for the amount of money, but also for the time taken away from work that I have to travel to come see you. Anyway. Or you can do that, or you can contact me with the email. If you have any comments, you have any questions, you have any concerns or things you want to say, please feel free to do it through the email, autism, A-U-T-S-U-I-S-M, autism, at quix.us. autism@quix.us. That's all I really had for this particular one. And I'm almost to my destination, which means I'll be getting ready to start working on something or other. Try to get people hooked back together so things work. This is Jay Nemro. Where's my pointer? There it is. Have a great day.